Right, guys, before we get into this video, I've lowered the price of all the ebooks, courses and whatever. There's no reason I don't have to pay for them. Do you know what I mean? They've already paid for themselves, so there's no reason to keep them. The price that they were, I might as well drop them because all the other products are coming down too. I've been able to drop all the physical products because I've been able to order at scale, which, you know, thank you guys. I really appreciate that because it means that my long-term plan, some of you will remember, I had to up the prices so that we could make a certain amount of money, so that we could stock them at scale, so I could then bring down the prices. We've done that now, so thank you so much. The natural diuretic has come down to $4.99 because I want to get rid of this now. This product is ceasing to exist very soon. This is the last time we're going to do it because we're going to do a skin supplement combined with the natural diuretic, which makes so much more sense, right? So it's $4.99 for one of these, which is less than what I pay to make each unit. We've only got like 400 or 500 of them left. So, you know, I assume they'll be gone in the next week. The lifestyle supplement, $16.99. I want it cheaper, but I've got VAT now, guys. Nothing I can do, but it gives me a 50-60% profit margin. So everyone's a winner. $16.99 as well for the testosterone booster. It's close. The lifestyle supplement, all that, is our best seller now. $12.99 for the body wash. I've got like 4 in my cupboard. I love that body wash. It's the only one that doesn't make me itch because it's natural, it's testosterone friendly. And I've dropped this to $2.99. It's just too valuable, the information. I only pay £1.60 for each one to get them made. So $2.99 is a great deal for everybody. Eases the cost of the shipping as well. So that's that. Secondly, I'm looking for a potential full-time coder for the streaming platform. So send your CVs in. Send your CVs in, guys, to firstman@christhermy.com. I will go through all of them because I'm deadly serious about this, okay? I might stay with the company that I'm currently with, or I might have a full-time employee who can work with me every single day and whatnot, which would be, I think at this point, would be wildly beneficial to what we're trying to do. Make agile changes on the fly. I can talk to them directly. There's no chain of command. You know, I can just get on the phone with that individual, meet them in person, show them physically what I want changed, what we need to do moving forward. Is this possible? How much is this going to cost? You know, these sort of things. And it'll be nice to, you know, that person will be going on holiday with us, making changes, uploading stuff in real time. Do you know what I mean? So it's going to be a cool lifestyle. So send your CVs if you're a coder, if you think you could work on the stream platform. So now let's jump into the video, guys. It's going to be a good one, I promise. Okay, guys, welcome to a pretty fun video, actually. I actually had a lot of fun making this one. Do you know what? I've always mentioned this on the channel, buying, renting. I think you should rent and whatnot, but I've never gone into crazy detail. I've mentioned quickly as like a throwaway comment, but I don't think I've ever gone into real deep detail as to why I think it's a better strategy. And I always get comments. Always get comments of people saying like, why do you hate buying and I don't understand the renting thing, and I might as well make a video so then I can just link people to that video so it makes a lot more sense. But it is a good question. So presentation on screen, let's move over there. I'll stay in a little window. Buying versus renting explained in full. Okay, I love this property and we'll get to this at the end. So first slide. So here's a couple of things you need to know, right? Average UK. So we're just going to use UK because I know the UK, all right? But you can do it for your own country. Average UK house deposit is £35,000. The average, I think that's around about £220, £230 house, okay? So the average UK salary is £28,000. So the average deposit is £7,000 higher than the average UK salary. So that tells you it's going to take a while. So how long does it take? So it takes 3.5 years for a couple and 13.5 years for a single person. That's a big fucking difference, isn't it, guys? That's huge. It should be half, really. It should be 7. But that tells you, God, that tells you how much your priorities get locked in when you're with somebody who has long-term intentions. You know, you're with a woman that you really like, you have long-term intentions, and you shave off 10 years of saving that same money. And that's pretty crazy, right? Shows you the power of like kind of discipline and getting your priorities right. And you can do that without a woman, right? If you didn't have a woman, you could do that in 5 years. So it wouldn't be a problem. The next one, back to being... These are just things you need to know, okay, to put it into context. So straight away after that, though, once you've put your deposit down, you're back to being broke afterwards. So these are all things that you need to know. It will take another 10 years to save that amount again, because you're not saving it as a couple then. You're saving it for yourself, personally. So it's probably going to take about 10 years. And I'm throwing in a potential pay rise or two in there as well, to be kind, which, well, to be honest, I think it's probably pretty accurate. You're still technically paying rent every single month anyway. I know you own the property, but like, you're still paying the same money. And you can't really make anything off it until you sell it. And if you decide, okay, I will make money off it, I'll rent it. I've done the video before. It's about £300 per month on average. It's not, do you know what I mean? It's not really worth doing. It's like, with the amount of stress, you might as well just get a cleaning job at night. I've said this before. And this brings me on to property gurus. I just think all of them are full of shit, because I see videos where they talk about, oh, this guy's got 700 million's worth of property. And I'm just like, there's no way you or me could do that from scratch. There's just no way. If you went one house and I leveraged that house and then I used other people's money, and it's like, nobody's just going to lend you a fuck ton of money to go and buy 700 million pounds worth of house. Like, the whole thing is just fishy. It's full of shit. When they say they own this much, they don't. I've got a lot of friends that are in property that are doing very well. A very close friend of mine tells me everything. And he's like, mate, you're right on everything that you're saying. He was like, but I've started it 20 odd years ago. He's like, I'm going to stick in the game. Do you know what I mean? He was like, I'm going to continue. He was like, but you're right in what you're saying. He was like, I just, you know, I'm deep in it now. And I have reached that threshold where I do have enough properties for it to be good. And it's like, that's a real person. That's a real individual that you can talk to who's gone down the property route, who has, you know, started early, and it might have taken like 15 years or so, but now he has like 20 odd properties under his name. You know, but it's taken a long time. He'll be coming up 40 very soon. And he says to me, you're bang on, you're right about everything you're saying, but I've gone into this property thing now, and it might start paying off now. Like, to a high level. I mean, it's paid off before that. He's doing well, but like, to a high level. And all these property gurus that are telling you, I started with one property and I built... I question all of it. I question all of it, because the maths doesn't add up. It's like, I don't know how you're making that much money. I don't know how you've done it. Like, it just doesn't check out. So these are the things you need to know. And unless you've got a construction background, then it's different, because you can make a profit off it. It's a product. That's what it is. It's different. So here... it's going to get more interesting as well. But renting at a rate comfortable to you doesn't make a dent in your life. Okay. This place costs me $1,400 per month, or $8,000 and something every 6 months if I pay it up front. It doesn't make a dent, I'll be honest. I'm not saying that to be cocky. It doesn't make a dent. I used to rent in London for £600 a month. That was great. Made a dent because I didn't have a ton of money, but that was probably the cheapest that I could do. In hindsight, the better option would have been to get a job in my hometown and rent for like £200 a month, you know, like a house share with other people, or £300-400 a month, my own little studio, you know, save even more money, keep your bills even lower. Like, that's what I would do in hindsight. Okay, so the next point, I've mentioned myself there. So the next point, I would not rent for £4,000 per month in London. I've got the money to do so. I would like to do so because it's fun. But the properties that are on par with this in London, £4,000-5,000 per month. The one I really like is £6,500 per month. I'm not doing that. So I've decided I'll buy in London. It just makes more sense, you know, if I do end up going there, you know, in the future. But if I'm going there, I'm going to buy, or I'm going to just rent cheap and just use it as a base to film projects and not give a fuck, and probably keep this one. Because if I get another cheap one again, like, with the money we're making, it's not going to make a dent. And it benefits my lifestyle, because I need to be here and I need to be there. And collectively, it's going to be like $2,800 a month. I'm okay with that. If you've got a normal 9-to-5 job, don't do that, because that's fucking suicidal. But based on the situation I'm in business-wise, it makes sense. It's like billionaires buy private jets. And people say, are you fucking stupid? That's so much money. It's like, no, but they're saving a ton of money because if you fly private, you save like 6 hours on every flight. It's ridiculous. You don't have to do all the queuing beforehand. So people always say that to me. That's their biggest gripe with my idea of renting, is they say, but if my mortgage is $1,500 per month and I'm renting for $1,500 per month, my rent is just going out the door. I'm wasting money. Whereas $1,500 into a property, I'm putting that back into something that I own. And it's like, yeah, but you wouldn't rent for $1,500 per month, would you? You know, if you, like, I know I said I'm renting for $1,400, but it's different because it's relative. But if I was stone cold broke, if I had a normal 9-to-5 job and I was making $2,000 a month, and I didn't have any savings, I would find somewhere which was like £400 a month to rent. And I would save you were obviously not going to save $1,600, but I would aim to save £1,000 per month and start stashing that away so I could do something, build up a lump sum and make a difference to my life. So then, you know, when you do that, you go, okay, yeah, renting as cheap as possible without it being dangerous, without it being a detriment to your life, is doable. When I was renting for £600 per month in London, or the place that I grew up was called Stroud, if I could rent for, I've seen places there at like £350, £400 per month, I could live there. It wouldn't be a problem to me. It's not rough. It's not dangerous. I'd have enough space. I could do that. I could get away with that. Wouldn't be a problem for me personally. You know, I'd rather be here, but it wouldn't be a problem. So, you know, you have options, but like, yes, it's stupid to go, okay, the mortgage is $1,500 per month. I'm going to rent for $1,500 per month. That's silly. You still save your lump sum, which is the most important part here for me. But they're silly because it's like you could have done it cheaper, but you've decided not to. So that for me, and this is my final point, the whole motivation behind my renting idea is preservation of lump sums. Now, if you can preserve a lump sum while saving more money because your rent is so small and you can build up that lump sum, and then maybe you can split it and you can use two lump sums for two different things, you know, it's going to be more beneficial to your life. So that's my whole idea behind it, okay? It's not, like, when I say renting's bad, I'm not saying put the same money in. That'd be silly. So I've got two scenarios here. I should have said man one and man two, but option one, option two. So you've got 100K in the bank. Just let me take a sip of my delicious matcha with cinnamon. Oh, that's nice. That is a good one. I've nailed it there, guys. Put a smile on my face. So you got 100K in the bank, pounds, real money, you know, not this, not these fake dollars, Canadian dollars as well. Remember when I landed in Canada and I was twice as rich? I was like, this is amazing. So you put a deposit down on a house for 100,000, the 100K goes straight in, and then you've got your 1,500 per month mortgage payments. Okay, pretty standard stuff. Your salary, because this is the UK average, $2,250 per month. Now, if you were to deduct tax and you were to deduct living costs and whatever, I've worked out that this person could probably save £250 per month. So in that case, it's going to take 33 years to save £100,000 again. Okay, and people will say, hey, but what about the pay rise? Be fair. Okay, let's give this guy a few pay rises. But if you're the type of guy to put 100 grand down for a deposit on a house early on in your life, bear in mind this 100K in the bank, let's say this has come from a parent dying. Okay, so we're giving this guy, I know that's not a nice thing to have happen. Obviously, it's happened to me, but I'm saying this in a roundabout way, tongue in cheek, but we're giving this guy the benefit of the doubt. He's not having to save for X amount of years all of that money. He's going to have that from a parent, okay? So it's different. But let's say he does get a couple of pay rises, but if he's the type of guy to put all that money into a mortgage, he's probably the type of guy to also get married, have some kids and whatnot, and spend money on those sort of things. Like, I don't know many people that would go, I'm going to get a house and I'm going to stay there on my own for the next X amount of year. Like, you're probably a little romantic type of guy who wants to get a mortgage, get married, have a couple kids, build the family, right? If you're going to do that early on, it makes sense. There's nothing wrong with that. It just makes sense. So let's say, you know, if he's got other bills with kids, marriage and all that stuff, let's say it takes him 33 years to save up 100K again, which I know sounds crazy, but that's pretty much how long it takes. I know for you younger guys, you're going to look at this and be like, 33 years, 100K, that's nothing. Wait until you get to adulthood and you have gigantic bills and you have kids and you spent massive chunks on getting married and fixing your car and your boiler and all this stuff. I booked my car in for a service the other day. It was £251. I don't know why it was one. I needed four new tires and it's winter. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, put them on, £900. Straight away, £900. So, you know, this, I'm okay because I'm, you know, I've got my scenario. But imagine if you make £2,250 per month. Over 4 months, you've managed to save yourself £1,000. You think, oh, things are going well here. You put your car in and you've got to pay for those new tires and you've only got £100 left. Like, obviously, you wouldn't have a car if you're only earning that much, but people do. This is what I'm trying to say to you. So it might take 33 years for this guy to actually have £100,000 that's his own money that he could save again. Okay. So option two, 36 months. Rent, obviously 3 years, at £600 is £21,600. If that guy's earning the same salary over those 3 years, he's earning £81,000. Okay, and I've written this in red because it's so important, and I've written this in green. Run your life like a profit or loss business. I'll say it again. Run your life like a profit or loss business. People don't do this. I don't get it. Your life, you as a person, is a business. So people say to me, you're renting, you're just throwing money away. No, because I'm making a fuck ton of money. So if what's coming in is dwarfing what's going out, I am running a successful personal business. I am making money for myself. My money is only going up. You know, if I were to take a huge chunk of my savings from what I've been doing and go, mortgage, suddenly I'm in a bit of shit. You know, I'm thinking to myself, well, fuck, I've got these massive mortgage payments every single month. And also, I've just kissed goodbye to a giant lump sum, which I could have used for something else to push further, which we'll get to. But you got to run your life like a profit or loss business. What are you running at? Because if you put, if you option one, right, if you were to put 100K in for a house and then you're paying 1,500 per month and you're only making like 250, whatever, it's going to take a long time to recoup that money. Okay. It's going to take a long time to kind of feel as though you're back on your feet. You know, you're not really running at a profit for 33 years. You know, you might be staying afloat, but the money that's gone out isn't coming in for a long time until you sell that house, which is what we said earlier. You know, so you're running at a massive loss for a long time. You're just taking a glorified business loan for yourself and just waiting 15, 20, 25, 30 years. Now, if you want to live a normal life, and you'll see on the next slide, it works. It does work. If you just want to put your money into a property, pay into that property, and then your kids benefit massively in 40 years, if you want to do that, do it. Because it's a solid strategy. It works. If you want an actual life where you can wake up on a Monday morning at 8:30, stroll out of bed, grab whatever you want to grab, eat some food, go to a cafe first, and then go, do you know what? I think I'm going to work on what I want to work on today. If you want that sort of life, if it's raining outside and you think, I want to go on holiday, I'm going to go and work from a villa in Florence, up in the hills of Tuscany. I just fancy getting away. I want a beach holiday, but I also want to be near the city. Lisbon or Barcelona, where should I go for the next 2 months while it's cold in the UK? If you want that sort of life, this isn't your strategy. That just won't work, okay? So back to option two. This guy who's running his life like a profit or loss business is like, okay, there's money going out for rent, but it's necessary because it's so low, I'm able to save a fuck ton every single month. So he's still got the 100K and he's managed to save around about 30 grand, let's say. So have another sip of this because this is fucking delicious, guys. Do you know what? I'm not even going to cut it either in the edit. I'm going to make you watch. So 130 grand in the bank. Let's say this guy can, this is just a simple scenario of something this guy can do. He keeps his 100K in the bank, which with inflation isn't great, but he's got it there for people say rainy day. Fuck a rainy day. He's got it there for an opportunity. That's one thing you don't want to miss in life. I've missed hundreds of them when I was younger. Oh, if only I had 50 grand to put into that thing. Bitcoin came along. I knew it was good. It was just fuck all I could do about it because I was broke. You don't want to be there. Do you know what I mean? I saw ETH at 20. Guys, this is not bullshit. I sound like Khabib. This is not number one bullshit. If you go and get the Male Advantage ebook, If you've got it, check. Now, I think on the first page, I talk about Ethereum being $25 at the time, or £25 at that time of me writing it. And I said, for example, that coin went up to 2,500, 3,000 at one point. Do you know what I mean? Like, I made a little bit of money off that. I just didn't have a fuck ton of money to make that happen properly, which was annoying. And I knew it at the time. That's why I went for Solana, because it was far cheaper. I was like, I can't get much ETH for that money. Do you know what I mean? So if I had had a million sitting around, I probably would have turned that into 20 mil. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't have used it all because I'm not a psycho, but I probably would have used 50K. I was that confident it was going to work. What was that? 5 years ago now? 4 years ago now? So this guy, 100K still sat in the bank. 30K he can use as an investment. He could have done my Ethereum strategy. Today he'd be a multimillionaire. But this guy just puts all of it in. He's going to have to wait a long time. That's not ideal. This slide's really interesting, okay? This breaks down. So on the surface, the first one that I showed you just then, you kind of look at it and you go, yeah, maybe it's not, the consequences aren't that dire. 30K, it's still a risk. You know, what if it doesn't work and whatnot? It doesn't seem that dire. It's when you fast forward time and you look at an older guy and how much of a mistake it appears. So man one, option one, whatever you want to call it, 33 years later. So let's use that scenario of the 33 years that we spoke about. He's got his 100K back in the bank, saved up. And he's got 80K left on his mortgage. I've done the maths on this as well. You can check it. But if the house was about 230K, it all checks out. Okay, you're just going to have to trust me on this, but it does check out. So let's say he sells his house, gets his 230K back and 100K profit. So he sells it for 330,000. So all in all, once he's paid off the remainder of his mortgage and he saved his 100K and whatnot, what he's got left is 350,000 in the bank. Okay, so what's his new plan? He's now 45 years old. What's his plan? He's got 350K in the bank. Is he going to go and buy a yacht? Is he going to go for 50 stripper bitches on the payroll? No, like he's got two kids and a wife. He's going to buy another house. You show me one guy who wouldn't just go and buy another house. And you show me a guy who, with the influence of his wife and kids and whatnot, wouldn't go and buy a better house, a more expensive one. So instead of having his 230,000 house, he goes for one that's 350,000. Most people would do that, I promise you. So he buys a new house for 350,000 with a massive garden. It's detached, beautiful house, somewhere in the UK. He's 45 years old. He's got zero in the bank. Okay, he feels successful. Everyone's like, he's doing well, they've got a nice house. And his advice to his kids naturally is going to be, put money into property, go and buy a house early on and start paying it off. Look at me and your mum. We're solid financially, we're secure. Yeah, we've not got a huge amount of money in the bank, but we've got a house, it's a lovely house. What, you kids will be all right one day when we sell this. That's not good enough for me. Personally, for me, fuck off, kids. I know my kids are going to watch this in the future. Fuck off. I will help you out. I'll sort you out, but I'm not going to just die so that you can just take my 350K house and then just go and use it to get your own house. Fuck you. My life isn't made. I wasn't born just to make sure that you were okay. That's rude. I want to live my own life before that too. And if you're the same as me, you don't want to just exist so that you can give your kids your house when you die. Well, here's option two, man two. 10 more years, okay, this guy rents for. So forget the 33, this guy's doing it far quicker. So let's add 10 more years to the three that he was initially renting for. So we've got 13 years renting at £600. Now that's rough, and that's going to go up. It is going to go up, but for the sake of numbers and whatnot, let's say he started at 500, ended up at 700 over those 10 years, and 600 was the average. Okay, let's use that, please, guys. That'll be easier. Over the period of 13 years, he's paid 94,000 in rent. Oh, that sounds ludicrous, but with his salary of 27,000, which is the average, which will go up, but we'll keep it at that, 351,000 is what he's made. So is it world beating? No, but in terms of him running himself as a business, he's doing great. Do you know what I mean? Over that 13-year period, he's managed to make 257,000. He's in the plus. And don't forget, he's still got 100,000 left over. Now, let's add in a wage increase, which we can for this guy, because if he's going to do this strategy and he's going to rent, I can't imagine he's going to have a wife, kids, whatever. He's being frugal. He's focused on himself. He's being selfish, which is what I always tell you guys to do. So let's say with a wage increase with the 100K, 257K, yeah, tax deducted, living costs, whatever. You know, let's say all in all, this guy's got 350K in the bank at 31. Massively plausible on those numbers. And he buys the house next door to the other guy, man one, option one, 14 years younger. 14 years younger than the other guy. He buys the exact same house for the exact same money. 14 years younger, and they've both got zero in the bank. So the guy telling his kids, do what me and your mum did. This guy's 14 years younger with no bills, no stress, no ties. He's 31. He can travel. He can do whatever he wants to do. And that's a shit scenario. Like, for me personally, that's a shit scenario. Like, he's done it the long way. Like, I've told you guys before, if I put 36,000 into the men's lifestyle supplement, it returns about 120,000, 130,000. Roughly, okay? And that happens in the period of like 3-4 months. There's nothing. So that happens 3 to 4 times a year. Okay, so I can put like 140,000 in and have close to 500,000 coming back in a year, just off one supplement, all right? Do you know what I mean? I'm not trying to brag. I'm just saying, I don't think property is where it's at if you want speed, if you want real wealth. But this scenario here, just by renting for a little bit longer on shit money, this is the UK average, it's shit money. I don't think any of you would be happy if you were 31 still making 27,000. Okay, we've said this guy has had a pay rise, but we basically used an average, but we did give him the benefit of the doubt with the pay rise. But it's not amazing money. He's renting at £600, you know, which is, you know, pretty shit life, but he's made the sacrifice and he's got 350,000 in the bank. Obviously, the 100K comes for parents, so that's a hard part to do. But let's just use this scenario. Let's say he's 31, he's got a 350K house, completely paid for, no bills, no kids, no wife, great options in life. He's got everything ahead of him. He can choose what he wants to do moving forwards. He's only 31. That's the difference when you wait a little bit longer, when you rent for a little bit longer. You gain 14 years on this guy. Do you know why? I explain why, because it's like, did you guys ever watch The Weakest Link? I think you had it in America as well. It was in the UK. For those of you who didn't, you'd answer questions as a group. There's like 12 of you. Maybe 10 actually. You'd answer questions and every one that you got right, the money went up. And they went in bigger increments. So I think it was like £25, £50, £100, £250, £500, £1,000, whatever. So if they said, next question is like, they come around, they go, Chris, so I'm the next person to answer. And I go, bank, that money goes in the bank. And then you answer the question, right? If you don't say bank, it adds to the tally. So if it's 500 and I don't say bank, it can go up to 1,000. And then the next person can say bank and we get £1,000. I think that's what property's like, right? So on The Weakest Link, people said bank too early, in my opinion. They didn't have big enough balls. It would be £50. They'd be like, bank, bank. And they do that 6 times, okay? And they'd have £300 at the end of the round. All they had to do was wait. All they had to do was get like 5 or 6 questions right and they could have banked like £1,000. But people didn't have the balls to do that. They banked too early, in my opinion. And that is what I think property is. I think property is the same thing. You finally get a chunk of money and you go bank and you throw it into a property. And it's like, but it doesn't really make you any money. It's appreciating in value slowly. You know, even if, like, some people say to me, oh, I bought this house and it went up by 20 grand in whatever. Great. Is it going to repeat that year after year? And also, 20 grand isn't going to change your life. I'm sorry. Like, I think 50 Cent once said, if you've got anything under a million, you're so close to broke. It was like, you're literally like, and I've said this to you guys before. I would rather have zero in the bank, but like 50K a month coming in, than have like a million in the bank, but nothing coming in. Because with that million, you go and buy one property, one car, a couple other things, and fast forward 5-6 years and you're broke. Okay, you're like, for most people, they're just one property purchase away from being stone cold broke again, being back to 18 years old with no money, and they're gonna have to save and whatnot. So for me, it's not a great strategy. And that's what people do. They bank too early. Whereas if you can hold those lump sums and you can live shit for a little bit longer, Exhibit A, you can do that. You can have the same scenario as that other guy, but 14 years early. Or you can do what the first guy did and kept 100K and invested 30. Every year he's investing 30 and he's growing his money. He's making more. So when the time comes to bank, or what they call cashing in, you can have everything you ever wanted to. The amount of times I've, you know, gone on property websites and been like, I really want to buy that. The amount of times I've looked at a Lamborghini and been like, it would be fun. I've been offered a McLaren. I had to put like, what did I have to put down? It was 13 or 19. I can't remember. But it was in between something like that. Let's just call it 15. I had to put down like £15,000 and then I pay £1,000 a month. That's not that I could have done that with ease. I was paying 16 grand a month just to build the platform. And then £1,000 a month, I'll pay somebody just to answer my emails, right? So like I could have had a McLaren. I chose not to because I didn't want to cash in too early, because it's like I said to you guys before, stick or twist. And that's what this is. It's just stick or twist. You get a bit of money and you go, stick, I want my property. Oh, I'm safe. And you are safe. I don't doubt that for a second. But it's like, don't you want more? Don't you want a twist? And if the answer is no, fair enough. Turn the video off now. See you later. I don't have a problem with that. But if you do want more and you want it young, you want it at an age where you can actually do something with it, you just can't. You can't cash in too early. You got to show a pair of bollocks. You got to use that. You got to use that money for something, guys. You can't just go bank on a house. Oh, I'm safe now. Let me save again. You're playing a game of 8-year leapfrog. Do you know what I mean? Every 8 years, you're gonna have enough money to do something with. And it's just like, before you know, you are gonna be 50 years old, going fuck. You know, we're going to sell these houses, but, you know, I'm retired now, but at least the kids are all right. Like, fuck that. Fuck you, kids. Can't wait to show them these videos in, like, 20 years' time. Your dad was the greatest matcha maker on this planet. Just know that. So I've got some comparisons here. So renting for cheap. That's the key, for cheap. So you save hundreds of thousands over an X amount period of time. You can, right? It sounds crazy because people are like, oh, you're wasting money. You can save hundreds of thousands if you rent cheap. And that's the key, renting cheap. It alleviates pressure and enables you to reinvest. That's huge, guys. You don't want that pressure of, oh, I've got the fucking mortgage to pay. What if I lose my job? No, thank you. I'm not Johnny Nobody. I don't want to live that average life. I want no pressure and money in the bank so I can use it to do other things. It frees up a lump sum for real opportunities. So I don't think buying a property is a real opportunity. I think it's a safe move. It's the banker move. So it's a real opportunity. Like I said to you guys before, something comes along. Do you want to invest? And you're like, I'm 21 and I'm broke. That used to piss me off. Whereas now I can make those opportunities. So like me and Hamza had a chat last year, September, August time. And I was like, the lifestyle industry is crashing. Everyone's getting banned and deleted, whatever. I was like, I want to make this stream platform. What do you think? He was like, you got to go now. You got to do it. Luckily, I had the money to do it. Do you see what I mean? Opportunity arose. Bang, go. That's the benefit. That's what I'm trying to get you guys to do. You're making a yearly profit every year. You're running yourself like a business. You're making a yearly profit. That's huge, guys. You've got diverse revenue streams. Okay? Because when you go for property, it's all in one place. Now, when you're buying, you're stuck until you sell. Because you're going to have to save for so long. I don't like that lack of agility. I need agility in my life. You've got nothing in the bank right after. You're broke for a long period of time. That sucks. It's like a couple years of struggling. You're basically back to square one. So you've got minimum 10 years to make that 100K back, which doesn't sit right with me. That's a horrible long 10 years of depression in the office. All eggs in one basket. Which I don't like personally in my own life. I've got all my eggs in the stream platform, the supplements and whatnot, and I consider that as one. So, and I'll get to this at the end, I do want to buy property in the next year, but in a different manner. And we'll get to that at the end and I'll show you guys. But I want to diversify my income. If you've got all of your income in one basket, guys, it's just like, it's not going to grow. Do you know what I mean? It's not that quick. It depends what it is, because obviously what I'm doing is different. But it, you know, as a property, that is fucking dead weight. I don't think, you know, that's not growing quickly. That'd be insane. Like imagine if all you had to do is put a mortgage down and you're a millionaire in a year. Like, come on. This is like, not many people are rich. It doesn't work that way. No one cares if it's rented or bought, right? And I want to make this clear because like, this isn't what this channel's about anymore. But we do talk about stuff like life setup. And the amount of guys that say to me, oh, they'll say stuff like, I don't know, they might try and flex to a girl and they'll be like, but I own my own property. You hear people say that all the time. You know, I own my own property. I'm a homeowner. It's not that attractive. It's not that great. Because if the guy who's renting's house is better than yours, if it's a baller house, it looks fucking amazing, but he's renting it, people aren't going to care. You know, guys who come around, girls who come around, they're going to be like, damn, that rented house is fucking amazing. I love your house. Whereas a guy who's got a shit house, but he's like, I'm a homeowner. I bought it. She's just be like, lame. You're a loser. I don't care. And that's not the point of this video because it's more about you and your wealth. But just to let you know, it doesn't really benefit you that much. People aren't going to go, oh, wow, really? It's like, yeah, but you're boring. Your house is boring. It's shit. So I've never really seen the benefit of that. But I'm a homeowner. It's like, I've seen girls do that on dating apps. I own my own home. I'm like, I don't care. I literally do not care. If you lived with three friends, I wouldn't care. Like, it doesn't really bother me that much. I don't understand that. Use property as a glorified bank. Okay, so this is what you should do. The next two slides is how you should use property. So let's say you've got 5 million in the bank. I know this is tough, guys. Like, a lot of people would never reach that. But I'm just saying this is what it should be used for. Okay, anything before this is pointless. So you've got 5 million in the bank. Go and purchase 10 properties outright. Let's say you went and did that. And you rent them out for 15K per month. It might be a block, which would be easier for, you know, maintenance and stuff and looking after it. So you retire, you have a nice life, and you sell one every 5 years. That's what it is. It's just glorified banks. If you put your money in the bank with inflation, it's just worth less and less. Whereas if you put it all into property and they were growing every single year and they were making you an income, I can understand that. That's the type of money you can retire on, 15K per month. You could take your wife, whatever. You know, kids might be old enough by then and you and your missus are just traveling around the world. You're just doing different shit. Like, that's fun. Just going to different places, enjoying yourselves, going to shows, theaters, you know, whatever it might be. Safaris, like, you're having the time of your life. And then every 5 years, if you want to cash in on something and buy a holiday home, you sell one of your other homes and away you go. Do you know what I mean? It's not rocket science. So that's what it is, just a glorified bank where your money can grow. It's not just sat getting diluted via inflation. And then the next slide is my favorite. So this is a real property in Marbella. I really want to buy it over the next 12 months, probably more closer to 12 months than like a month because I've got too much shit to pay for right now. But it costs about 2 million. And the reason I want to buy this is because it's using property smarter. So other people might buy a property and they're just like, I've got a house, I've got a property, but you don't know why you've got that property. Let me ask you right now, if you got property, why did you buy it? Because somebody told you to? Did you buy that property because it's safe? Because, like, you don't really know. You just went, property's good, my parents told me it's good, and you went and bought bricks and mortar. The reason I would buy a property is because I would turn it into a product. I would look at how I can leverage it. That's why I say to you guys, commercial property. That's why when I go through the stuff on here in a minute, you'll go, oh shit, that makes a lot of sense. So your property is just a bunch of bricks that you can rent out to a family of three or four. And you get the same money every single month from those people and you can't leverage it for anything. The property that I would buy, right? And to get that 2 million, this is what I mean. Low rent, sacrifice. This is why a mortgage is pointless. This is why putting a huge lump sum down is pointless. You need to get up to the big numbers with the big boys to actually make the big bucks. Otherwise, it's never going to happen. So it's just fucking pointless for anybody early on, at the early stage. So 2 million property cost. And in Marbella, you can put 1 million down and then pay off over time. So it's a little bit easier than what you think it is. Now, this property, why I like it, is there's a top golf course 2 minutes away. Now, that's a massive incentive and marketing. It's a massive incentive for people to stay there. You know, let's say you get four finance guys who are massive golfers. They've got decent amounts of money and they're looking for a place for John's birthday. John's turning 40 and there's four of them. They've been friends from school. They've all got good jobs, all on 100K plus. And they're like, we need a property for John's birthday. This is going to be the best holiday ever. We all love golf. We're going to do a golfing trip. I know loads of guys in finance that used to do that. That's how I know. These do this shit all the time. Now, number two, marketing. Because all you've got to do is get a drone. I've got one right there, but on my left. You got to get a drone, send it up, get some footage of the place. Look, there's the golf course. Like, I could put that on Airbnb with some footage of me and three friends, and we're all drinking, and I'd pay somebody for the day to just do some videography with us. Turn it into one big sales package. I put it on YouTube. I put it on Instagram. I put it on Airbnb. I might, you know, I put it everywhere. I put this thing absolutely everywhere. I put it on so many different marketplaces, so to speak. I also then send a mass email out to every single PA in London or around Europe who is a PA for big level individuals, CEOs, MDs, managers, whatever, like guys that are making decent money in big firms, finance firms, whatever it might be, a PA for an accountant, whatever it might be, lawyers and whatnot. And I send as many of those out as I can. I get a massive mail list or something. You can pay for those mail lists. So I find it, I put a little bit of work in once per week and I just splurge it out to different areas, right? Not hard to do. And I've got that thing rented out 52 weeks of the year. Hugely possible. Hugely possible. Now, there's some winter months where it might not, but we'll get to that in a second, okay? Now, here's why I want to do this one more so. People pay more for holiday homes than they will for monthly rent. Okay, so I could rent even this property. You could rent it out for a fee, but let's say a property in the UK, I'm renting out for $1,500 per month. Great. Okay, let's say if the property was 2 million in the UK, I can maybe rent it out for 3,000 per month or something along those lines. Especially in London, you would be renting that property out for probably 3,000 per month. I can rent this place out for 5, maybe even more. You could even bump it up to 10. Like, you could definitely get 6, 7, 8 easily, because, you know, it's like, would you pay, would you drop $4,000 in a week in the UK or in America where you live, in your hometown, Australia, Canada, like wherever you live, would you drop $4,000 in a week? You wouldn't, right? I wouldn't do that. That's nuts. Like, not outside of the business. I wouldn't do that. That's crazy. That's a crazy lifestyle. That's a drug habit. But when you go on holiday, you take like $4,000 spending money and you spunk it. Like, people don't care. And that's the thing. People spend more money on holiday. So I can get more money out of these people with ease, right? Like, I'd sell it as a package thing, do a great little bit of footage, send the drone up, whatnot, leave some whiskey in the fridge for them, buy a car, like get a little Jeep, 4 or 5 seater Jeep, so everyone can sit in there. Golf buggy, if it's that close, they can drive there in the golf buggy. Do you know what I mean? You could even have high level clubs that are already there so they don't have to bring their own, so they don't have to travel with their luggage. Do you see what I mean? You can make it easy for people. It's not a property, it's a product. It's an idea, it's a brand. It's like, I'm making a business out of a property. I'm making it stand out. I'm giving it selling points. I'm doing it as almost its own entity. It's a business with a package deal for a select customer base. It's not just, I have a property and I rent it out every month and I'm doing well. There's levels to this game of life, of property, everything. You got to think about it like this, okay? So the next one would be, I can do video shoots, music videos, etc. I can rent it out for like 10K a pop. If somebody's got to do a shoot for a movie, or somebody's got to do, you know, you get some fucking rappers from the UK that want to stand out and look great. 10K for the day, rent it out. You know, 5K for the day, I don't care. But like, I've got multiple ways to rent this place out. I'll send it to all the film factories who have locations. I'm friends with a few of them because I use them. And I'll be like, list my property. See if you can find some people who need it for a shoot. Oh, they're doing a feature film, smaller budget, around about 3 million, and they need a property out in Spain somewhere. Okay, perfect. Yeah, they can use mine. How much for, they're going to need to be filming there for at least 2 weeks to get all the footage that they need. Great, that's like $20,000 guaranteed for me. Fantastic. Right, but if you're renting out to people, I've said here, sleeps for $1,250 per person per week. Peanuts. It's peanuts. Who wouldn't pay that for a holiday? I'd pay that, especially at that place. And then, keep getting messages. Apologies, guys. Oh, okay, we're all good. So that's 5K per week holiday package that I'm guaranteed to get, which is 260K potential. Potential being the key word there. Annual income. Okay, and I'm going to stop there because I'm going to get to the other bit in a second. But let's knock that down to 200K, because let's say I'm having to do maintenance, cleaning, I'm paying fees to the people who are renting it out for me. I guess, you know, you'd have, well, obviously you'd have income tax and whatnot. But you could definitely do 200K on that. Definitely. And there's gonna be some weeks like Christmas where you don't rent it out. Okay, there's gonna be multiple times like that where it's too cold out there, or at least colder. Nobody wants, there's no point going. So it might be 200K per year annual income. Okay, so it's gonna take 8 to 10 years for you to get that money back. That's a much, but for me, that's exciting. That's a much better investment. And on top of that, it's a life setup bonus. So, you could leave it empty for, a month or two. You could go there yourself. Yeah, you're going to cut into your profits, but if you're making X amount every single year, you're not going to worry too much, right? But you've got a life setup bonus where you can also use it too. So instead of just buying a property in the UK that you rent out to a couple and they just pay me every month, it's a nice steady income, and can you live in that property? No, I'm going to sell it one day. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've got about nine benefits. You've got 0.5 of a benefit. I wouldn't even call it one, because I don't think you're making enough money to care about. Do you see what I mean, guys? I would buy a property in a smarter way, with the idea of turning it into a product, with the idea of making leveraged money off it, with the idea of, with the idea of setting it up as a package deal for people. You could even do a deal with the golf place next door. You could even say, hey, for each person that I get signed up here, can I get some commission? What do you do? Do you do day memberships? Do you do week memberships? Yeah, we do weekly memberships for people that are only here holidaying for a week. Fantastic. However much they sign up for, which we'll do in advance, I want a percentage of. Guys, switch your fucking brains on. Jesus Christ. Like this, I don't think this is rocket science. I think it's easy. All the that's going to be in the out of context videos, which I can't wait to see. All the people that I used to work with in finance, this is the way they spoke and thought about things. They were multimillionaires, and they were like, and then what you could do is, and then what you could do is, and then if we leverage this, and then we can upsell, and then we can make it off this, and then we can leverage this, and then what are people going to want? If they want this and this, they're going to want this, aren't they? Yeah? Like they'd always be like nudging me, like try and make more money off this. Do you see what I mean, guys? Do you see how many more ways you can make money? Like, it's not just, oh, I bought a property. I've made about seven businesses off one property purchase there. And I've got friends out in Marbella that could run this for me. Like, it's not a problem. So people always say, but how are you going to find? It's not hard. It's not hard. Somebody will always want to live there as well. Could even get one of the kids from the golf course. How much do you make a year? 12 grand. Okay. Do you want to double it? Like, it's not rocket science. And this is my final slide. Elon Musk, the richest person in the world, says he doesn't own his own house right now. Do you see what I mean, guys? He doesn't own his own house. Elon Musk, richest guy in the world. He knows. He made, what did he make? 137 million off his first couple of businesses off, no, the sale of PayPal. He and a directory he had before that, but it was mainly PayPal. What did he do? Did he go and buy a property and stuff like that? He might have, but he put pretty much every penny back into his other three businesses. And now he's the richest man on the planet. You gotta just keep putting money back in. You gotta keep leveraging it. What more can I do? What more can I do? What more can I do? If you want a normal life, fair enough. But I've shown you guys there. How much more exciting was that last slide than the slide that I showed you guys prior? Where it's just, okay, I'm 45 and I've got a house worth 350, and I live with my wife and my two kids. It's like, would you not rather that house in Marbella that you can go out and visit, and you're still renting a really nice house in the UK because you're making a bomb every single month off your normal job and the rental? So then you've got a free holiday home that you can go to. You're making a shit ton more money. You could even be retired on that money that you're making, and then just holiday out there for 2 months of the year. Do you know what I mean? Like, just one single smart move, and then you get that and you package it in the right way, and now you've got your own, technically your own business, kind of like holiday tours. And then it all flops, and for some reason, nobody in the world likes golf anymore. Okay. So then you sell that property, and like people say, property goes up in value. Fair enough. Let's say that goes up to 2.5 million because what you've done with it, the way you've dressed it up, whatnot. So you sell it for 2.5. Look how much money you've made before that. You're not just making, oh, 500 per month, 500 per month. Like, you're making 20,000 every single month. So you've been stashing that away. Plus, then you cash in on your 2.5, but you've probably saved another couple million. So you just go, what's my next idea? Do you see what I mean? There's just, and people say, well, how hard is it to get the 2 million? That's up to you, though. That's not my job. That's up to you. What do you want to do? Do you know what I mean? If you've got 100 grand in the bank and you go mortgage, you're a safe Simon. Like, my balls are huge. I've put hundreds of thousands, if not, if you added it all up, probably millions by now since this business began. I know I've put guaranteed 800,000 back into this business. That's a guarantee. Things I can't account for, things I've forgotten about, it's probably a little bit more. But it's a guaranteed 800,000 that I could literally write out right now off the top of my head that I know about because it's more recent. A lot of people would have bought a house out of that early on, so they wouldn't have got to hundreds of thousands and millions. They would have cashed in at like 50K. I'm going to get my property now. And it's like, well, it stops. I went stick or twist. Like, I built the stream platform when I was rich. Cost me a fucking bomb. Now, technically, what comes in every month, technically, I'm rich. But what I have in my bank account, I am not rich. Not at all. There's probably a lot more of you. There's probably a lot of you that have got more money in your account right this second than I have. That's the difference. Who's willing to do that? Stick or twist. The truth about property. This is like 10 lessons in one. How to actually leverage a product like a property like that. How to turn it into a real business. Hope you enjoyed it, guys. One more for the road.